Now, let me ask you what may sound like a strange question. Have you ever wondered what happens to your hair after a haircut? The strands that have been cut, what happens to them? They're trash for you. But for hair traders, it's gold, especially in India. Because there's massive demand overseas for Indian human hair. And guess who is among the biggest buyers? China. In fact, they're so keen on this supply that they have started or resorted to smuggling. Human hair from India, that's what they're smuggling. This week, Indian officials cracked a big case. They found hair worth over $1 billion being smuggled, mostly to China. India's border forces have been seizing a lot of these shipments lately. Our next report tells you why this has become a hair-raising issue.
On the face of it, it may sound amusing, but India's border forces are confronting a hairy situation. This isn't mere wordplay, it's the reality. There's widespread smuggling of human hair out of India. India's Enforcement Directorate has been probing a new case. This is the agency tasked with investigating money laundering cases. They've exposed a smuggling operation. It involves shipping human hair out of the country illegally. Well, hair may seem like a waste when you go to your barber for a haircut, but overseas, it's worth a lot of money. The operation uncovered by the ED involved smuggling of human hair worth $1 billion. And guess who's the biggest buyer? China, followed by other countries like Bangladesh, Myanmar and Vietnam. The smuggling often happens through land routes running through India's neighbouring countries. Human hair export is a big business. Going by one claim, India accounts for 80% of the world's hair exports. That's a big number, which is also the reason behind the deeper scrutiny. A simple Google search exposes the magnitude of the problem. Most of these stories have one thing in common. The bulk of the demand comes from China. So why do the Chinese want to get their hands on Indian hair? Well, there are a few compelling reasons. There's an epidemic of hair loss in China. There are many Chinese who are losing their hair at a very young age. And it's not just the men. In 2020, over 250 million Chinese were diagnosed with hair loss, and out of this, 88 million were women. This has led to an uptick in the demand for wigs and hair extensions, and manufacturers prefer Indian hair. They describe it as lightweight, lustrous, wavy, and bouncy. In fact, India is famous for its supply of Remi hair. That's the type with the cuticles still all in one piece. They are believed to be of the finest quality. Where do they come from? Usually from a single source. Many traders gather these from temples in southern India where women are known to shave their heads for religious reasons. But like in any business, the hair exports too suffer from a demand and supply problem. The supply for human hair is hard to come by, so the Chinese have resorted to smuggling. Last year, it was revealed the Chinese buyers were hiring local agents who bought human hair from Indian suppliers and smuggled them out of the country. India is now cracking down hard on this problem. The illegal supply is also a loss for the exchequer as the smugglers end up avoiding any export tax. The problem is a messy one and it may take a while to untangle.